Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Richard in Alaska, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I started a law firm, and we moved into a space that was occupied by a yoga studio.
Okay. Yay!
A lot of good vibes here, but there's also a lot of mirrors on the wall.
I'm sure.
The mirrors are about 8.5 feet tall. They're about a tenth of an inch thick, and there's 30 feet of them on the main wall.
Oh, my God. Wow.
They were glued directly to the drywall.
Ugh.
So my question is there a way for me to take these down? I'm relatively handy because the cost from the people that put them up is pretty silly. They want about $2,000 to take these mirrors down, and that will they're guaranteeing the destruction of the mirrors and the destruction of the drywall for that for the pleasure of the $2,000.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, we have a good trick. Keep in mind that these are large mirrors. You are most likely going to break them, so take every protective precaution as far as long sleeves, eyewear, everything, so that you don't get injured.
And remember, Leslie, he is a lawyer.
Yeah. you know, what we've done, and this has been in cases with smaller mirrors.
Yeah, like 12 by 12 tiles.
Or even, you know, like a 24 by 36 mirror that's been glued to a wall. Is you take a piano wire and you sort of stretch it out behind the mirror and start at the top, and then one person's on one end, and well, with a smaller mirror, you'd be doing it yourself in front of it, but you could take a friend and each go on either end and sort of use it as a saw through the glue behind the mirror. You're most likely going to break that mirror. I mean, you're dealing with a pretty large piece of glass here, although it's thick, and that'll cut through, and you're probably going to have to re-drywall over that anyway.
Yes, I think that there's going to be so much damage that's going to happen in removing these mirrors that it's going to be absolutely impossible for you to preserve that drywall because the surface is very weak. You know, it's only paper over plaster. And so by the time you spend all of this time and aggravation trying to save the drywall, in the best case scenario, the surface is going to be so rough you're not going to be happy with it, and you'll end up putting a second layer of drywall over top of that. In this case, with that massive amount of mirror, I would recommend you have the pros do it and walk away from it. I don't think this is a job you want to do yourself. If you want to do some of this work yourself, maybe you can do the rebuild by adding the drywall after the fact. Just make sure that they agree to clean up all of the glass and all of the old drywall and leave it ready to be re-rocked for that number. I think that I would tend to hire pros for this rather than do it myself because that's a really, really big and potentially dangerous job.
Well, thank you so very much, and we appreciate it from here in Alaska.
You're welcome, Richard. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.